بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Last week we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most appreciative, that being who grants in abundance for a little. So this is a beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. And a very beautiful point our Shaykh Hazim Abdul Hamid Sahib wa barakatuhu explains, that there are many attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many departments of deen, many qualities that we have to imbibe in within ourselves, and many of spiritual illnesses that we have, which we have to work on and remove. And weekly we hear so many bayans, Jummah bayan, majalis, sometimes is in the car. And sometimes brothers might feel, people feel also, that where do I start from? There's so much, so many wazifas to read. There's so many attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many a'mal to do. Now, where do I start from? Especially the mastorat now, we know what a big file they have, what a big juzdan they have. And this is getting bigger and more and more and more. And then they have to read this wazifa for this, and this wazifa for that child, and this wazifa for that, and everything. They got so many wazifas to read. And the hadith sharif says, وَلَا يُشَادَ الدِّينُ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. If you become too heavy in deen, deen will overpower you. You will become hopeless and helpless. Then how much I must do now? Deen is very easy. إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam said, deen is very simple, very easy. And same hadith, if you become too heavy in deen, become shadeed, become too heavy, too severe in deen, deen will overpower you. Then you say, I can't do this anymore. So deen is very simple, very easy. So very beautifully, our Hazrat explains, and he says, that you see in your life, take one illness at a time, what is destroying my taqwa. One illness that is a blockage between me and my Allah. One illness, whether it be my eyes, whether it be some impermissible desire of mine, everything else is good. And shaitan will open up one avenue. That's his job. He'll open up one avenue. Everything else is good. Alhamdulillah. I've got my attire right. I've got my beard right. I've got my topi right. I've got my dressing right. My Quran tilawat I wasn't doing before. And I'm doing Quran tilawat. Some dhikr I'm making also a little bit. But one avenue will open up. But I'm doing everything else. But that avenue now, is it coming right? Hazrat says, make that avenue now the jihad of your life. He says, on that one, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. This word has it used. Make that the jihad of your life. Whether it's my eyes, whether some internal problem I have, whether it comes to my akhlaq, disrespect for my parents, or whether it comes to my wife, or wife with the husband, this one thing now is all is recurring. And it's pointing everything. It's all is pointing everything. He says, I make the himmat and take up the courage and make this the jihad of my life. So that one amal of jihad, on that one evil quality within me, on that Allah will make you His beloved. What happens now to do so many things, but I'm feeling everywhere. I'm not doing anything to even 90%. Just trying to make it istiqamat, istiqamat. I'm trying to make it here, do this. Just take one. Everything else, do the basic faraiz. Do the basic faraiz, whatever is compulsory, wajib, farz upon you. Do it to the best of your ability. Salah we have to. Quran, tilawah, dhikr, whatever our ma'amulat, but that one sin of mine. Whether it be some business dealing of mine, I know there's so many grey areas in my business dealings, make that the jihad. Now we'll clear this up now. On that one mujahada of yours, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, Allah Ta'ala said, those that will make jihad fi sabili, those that will make jihad will exert themselves, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا fina, those that will strive, that will make the effort, that will make mujahada, that will make qurbani, fina, for our pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you make that one mujahada, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبَلَنَا. Allah is giving promise upon promise. In this few words of this verse over here, is only promise upon promise. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Those that know Arabic know the amount of emphasis in this word, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Allah is saying it. Allah doesn't have to prove it to you. But Allah, because He knows how weak we are in trusting anyone, Allah says, trust me. Trust me. You just make that mujahada, لَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ. Allah says, we will open doors and avenues of hidayat. Not just one. We will guide them subulana to different paths that lead to us. Everywhere He will tell you, find a path leading to Allah. Leading to Allah. Leading to Allah. And they will be past taking him away, but even that part now will take him to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah says, I will open it for him. I will open avenues for him. And all those haram avenues, I will just close it up. Just make this a jihad of his life only. Some people have a very negative attitude in life. Anything you ask, can't complain. It's alright. It's alright. Make that your mujahadah. Become positive. Allah's shukr. Allah's great shukr. Allah's ni'mat. Allah's bounty. Just change the lingo. Just change the language. Just change the attitude. Although now I got this thing of only complaining, walk in the house, why the house is dirty? Why is it like this? Why is it like that? He says, everything complaining. Someone nakhraz you got. Goes in the bathroom, there too he'll find something. Why that is open? Why you didn't close the cap? Why you didn't put this? Only complain, complain, complain. Say, change it. Make that your mujahada. Become positive. Say, you go close it up. You pick up this. You do that. You make khidmat. Make khidmat now your jihad in the house. On that one, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kana fi mahlati ahlihi. Nabi Ali was the khadim in the house. He used to do the simple chores in the house. There's one thing against me now. Make that my jihad. Make that my jihad, whether it be my akhlaq, whether it be my laziness, whether it be my istiqamah, whether it be my haram inclinations. Some people now, as it says, they love sports. It says, everything is fine, but just I can't get over my sports. I support this man or that man or this pool or that pool. Can't get over it. It's in my blood. I grew up with it. Make that your jihad. Allah will open so many avenues of hidayah, you won't look at it again. I'm enjoying so much looking in Quran Sharif, the way I'm enjoying this. They say, we don't get enjoy, at least enjoy looking at your wife. That too is ibadat. Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayhi, but what a big buzruk you become, 1,000 danas you reading tasbihat, Allah zikr you're making. He says, that is also ibadat. When you're going home now, he says, the ibadat of the house, you put tasbih away, now look at your wife. Allah says, you're making muhabbat with me, smile at her, smile at the children, give them time. Also ibadat. Also ibadat. So there's time for everything. Now how to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make that your mujahada and your jihad. Now when it comes to the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is ash-shukur. For us to learn to make shukr, man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah. Our wisdom teaches us that if you cannot thank the creation, if you do not learn to thank the creation, you will never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll never thank, if I can't thank my parents, Hazrat says also, teaches us all these beautiful lessons. Many a youngster, mashallah, changed his life when in Jamaat, Tabligh, Alhamdulillah. He came to the Khanqa, there he changed his life. He went to Madrasa, he changed his life. Came from a modern family, modern home. And now he feels, you know what, my parents didn't teach me anything. They left me, they sent me to school. My mother never taught me anything, my father never taught me. And now I have to learn deen late in my age. Says people come to complain sometime. I never learned anything at home, my parents never taught me. Hazrat says, make shukr. May shukr for what? He says, Hazrat says to ask that youngster, you feel you're very clean, isn't it? He says, Alhamdulillah. Maybe I got OCD also, I'm very clean. My car is clean, my room is clean, and I like to be also tip-top and clean. So I'm sure your bottom is clean also? He said, definitely. I'm very particular. Who taught you to wash your bottom? My mother. Can you thank her for that? On that you feel you're such a super clean human being. And now you feel your heart is so clean, cleaner than your mother's also. That what they taught me. He says, thank her. For that little thing she taught you also. When you couldn't wash yourself, when you're in your diapers, who washed you that time? Who cleaned you? Who fed you? Yes, maybe they had a domestic. But then to your mother was there. She was there to guide along and to take care of you, to feed you, to bring you up. So thank also. Say, learn to thank people. She will learn to thank people. We had a nice meal also. Thank the wife. Tell her, Jazakallah khair, Allah give you barakat, Allah Ta'ala give you good health, Allah love you, Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat has a whole dua to make for the wife also. After every meal, our Hazrat makes dua for Appa also. Allah Ta'ala bless you, keep you happy, and all those that you love, and all those that love you also. Complete dua he makes for Appa. Just on one plate of food. And Hazrat says also, Allah's lak lak shukr, Allah's fazl, Allah's ihsan. So every step I take, I thank Allah. Allah, shukr to you, shukr to you, shukr to you. When I see the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around me, He says, I'm living and I'm drowning in the ni'mas and bounties of Allah. As we mentioned so many times, 99% of what we are enjoying in our life right now, we haven't even made dua for it or asked. Allah ta'ala give it. Then 1% we are crying about. Hazrat says, I feel in my heart, my heart of hearts that whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with, big Darul Uloom and everything else, and all beautiful students, is due to Allah Ta'ala inspiring me and giving me this quality of shukr to Allah. I only make shukr to Allah. But no complaints whatsoever. Whatever the condition may, whatever happens, ya Allah, I'm a slave of your kindness. And thank the people. Learn to thank. Anybody does a good deed, thank the person. To the extent, Hazrat says, you go to full petrol also, that Bowser, thank him. Don't think he's your knocker working for you. He said, give him a good word. Give him a tip at least. With the niyat of da'wat. With the niyat of da'wat. The car guy also, whether we go to supermarket, he helps you to pack the car. Give him a good word at least. Ask him. Ask him, do you pray? Simple thing. Give him da'wat. Ask him, do you pray? You tandaza. He said, I don't tandaza. Tell him, why don't tandaza? Become a good person. You got wife and children. Hazrat tells us, ask him these things. You got wife and children. He says, yes, I got wives. So look after her well. For Suleiman, we are taught to look after our wives. We are taught to look after them. And we tandaza every day. So in this way, you give him da'wat. We pray every day. We look after our families. You also must do the same thing. It will stick in his mind. Hey, what did Suleiman told me? What he told me? He told me something good. That good word, kalimatun tayyiba. A good word also is sadaqah. Also sadaqah. So like this, you will thank him also. And that smile you gave him and good word you gave him is shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So one step being shukr. And also, we mentioned to our sathis, at least one dua in the day. At least one dua in the day, whether it be after Fajr, after Asr, Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq also. Hazrat says, when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes how we make dua? He said, the way we make dua, ya Allah, I want this, and I want that, and I want it now, and I want it then, and I want it like this, and not like that. That's how we make dua. He said, as if Allah Ta'ala is your waiter. Na'uzu billah. Allah is working for you. Allah is working for you. He says, no. At least one dua in the day, don't ask Allah for anything. Only thank Allah. Start counting the bounties of Allah upon oneself. Don't ask for anything. From the time I was born, ya Allah, you gave me this, and this. For all one dana, grain of rice, ya Allah, you gave me. One sip of water, you gave me, ya Allah. Not only that, ya Allah, you put the taste on my tongue. You didn't give me now 10 tongues I must carry on bag or something. Something is sweet, the sweet dish came now, change the tongue. Something bitter came, change it. Allah Ta'ala put all the taste on one tongue. Ya Allah, what a ni'mat you gave. Ya Allah, when it comes to my eyes, all the colors I can see all at one time, start enumerating all these bounties of Allah, Allah. Then you say, Ya Allah, I'm your slave. You gave me so much. Today we don't count. Hazrat says also, the youngsters now grew up in the lap of luxury, so they feel now entitled to have a home like this. Ourselves too. To drive a car like this, my father doesn't want to give me. Like we mentioned, many a time, youngster came to me, he says, Murtaza, I need to meet you. I said, what happened? He said, I got a big problem. I said, what's young boy? Young boy. He says, I'm tired now. I said, what happened? He said, my father don't listen to me. I said, who's supposed to listen to who? I had to give him a little bit of panel beating after that. I said, but who's supposed to listen to who? Let your father listen to you. You're supposed to be listening to your father. But if he's so much entitlement, not my father may listen to me what I'm telling him. Even the father is wrong also, there's a way how to correct the situation. So to make shukr for our parents, for the ni'mas of Allah, for the ni'mat of Iman, of Islam, of Quran, of Dhikr, of Masajid, of Makat, so many bounties internally, externally. Hazrat says, you start making this dua, it won't end after that. And to what extent Hazrat teaches us also, what dua has to make. He says, one is now you make shukr with a plate of food. He says, greater than the plate of food is the plate itself. You didn't have the plate of food, how are you going to eat? The plate is the ni'mat itself. Hazrat says to you, for a nice picnic, the family and men, mother made a nice pot of biryani, took the picnic basket and went, we opened everything to eat. Where is the plate? Oh, we forgot. We are all looking at the pot making tawajju. Food is not going to come out. We didn't bring the plates. No, we didn't bring the plates. Inna lillahi. We are all sitting with a pot of food. And nobody can eat. He said, now you'll understand the ni'mat of just one plate. Just one plate only. So you brought the plates, everything is there. But where's the spoon? Hey, you forgot the dishing spoon. Now how you dish the food? Have a shabi is there, you can use the plate to dish it. But we need a spoon to dish the food. But you didn't bring the spoon. One thing. They brought the cold drink also, the black pani, kala pani. And there's no glass to drink. Allah, people drink from directly from the bottle. They say more enjoyment from the bottle. But Hazrat says, understand one thing. The food can be so lovely, but you just forgot the salt. Oh, there was no maja in it. The person who has this thing with a lot of salt,
food was nice, but just the salt was just a little more. They forgot to bring the salt also. He said, how much shukr we have to make? How much shukr for one thing, one ni'mat of Allah? How we just take it for granted? But when it breaks, then how much complaint we have? How much complaint we have? How much complaint we have? But we never made shukr now with the tap. We just opening and closing. The day the washer went, now we complain. Plumber not coming. Can't fix it up. Then the wife will complain. But all these years we used it, we never thought, ya Allah, is your ni'mat, your bounty. The whole piping system behind it to get the water through me. I take it to be my right of entitlement that I've got to have it. Lights, I've got to. We're paying. They say, you're not paying for the lights. You're not paying for the water. It's all subsidized. If Allah has to put a price to electricity, put a price to the water, nobody can afford it. Nobody can afford a grain of rice also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subsidized our entire life. And what is most essential, subhanallah, as it says also, what is most essential and necessary for your existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made free. Oxygen. He didn't put a charge to it. A little bit in COVID time. Then we saw how helter skelter the ummah was. Oh, we need tanks on oxygen. But all our life, Allah says that you need the most. Imagine if that was privatized now, like oxygen. What a business that will be. What a business. Who won't make money now? That we have to, that there is no free oxygen available. You have to buy it. Allah Ta'ala made the most important, most necessary thing for existence, which is oxygen. Allah made it free. They breathe how you want to. If Allah put a price and give it to insan, this is one shukr we make every morning. As it says, among the four things we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, we thank Allah, ya Allah, that you haven't put the power of sustenance and rosy in the hands of insan. Ya Allah, you've kept it in your control. If Allah Ta'ala had to hand over the treasury to insan, you distribute. Finished. We can say, what will happen? Nobody will distribute. Nobody will give anybody anything. Allah has kept the ni'mat of sustenance in His control. Even the boss also is not the boss. He's muhtaj of Allah also. So Allah has kept that by him. If Allah gave it to the makhluk, then you can imagine now what's happening in the dunya right now. Nobody will share with anybody whatsoever. So how much shukr to make to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he comes to the car, and how to make the shukr? One is to say to Allah, ya Allah, shukr to you. Alhamdulillah. The dhikr of Allah is the shukr of Allah. Kullu dhakirin muti'un. Kullu muti'in dhakirun. Every person who obeys the command of Allah is in the dhikr of Allah. You have dhikr in different types. And the dhikr, when you make it, the shukr, when you make shukr, is the dhikr of Allah. Person is dressing according to sunnah, is a dhakir. Person eating according to sunnah, is in the dhikr of Allah. He is thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ فَذْكُرُونِي, they remember me. Remember me, how to remember Allah bi ita'ati. Allah says, remember me by obeying me. أَذْكُرُكُمْ, I will remember you. Allah doesn't forget us. What the tafsir of the ayat means, Allah says, remember me with my obedience, I will remember you with my favors. I will bestow my favors. Washkuruli, thank me. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also different ways. One is the tongue, bil lisan. Person thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his tongue, alhamdulillah. Dhikr of Allah, Quran tilawat. Doesn't misuse and abuse his tongue. This is the dhikr and the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have a shukr bil ajsad. I'amalu ala Dawood shukra. Allah ta'ala commanded Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam, O Dawood, I'amalu. Then make the amal of shukr. One is the physical shukr also. I'm using the bounties of Allah in the obedience of Allah. My wealth I'm using in the obedience of Allah, that is shukr. My physical existence also, I'm using now my limbs and my talents in the obedience of Allah. This is shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we say to the youngsters, be careful, don't go in environments. You want to go to the gym, it's something haram, it's not permissible. You can't go there. It's a shukr to Allah. Music is playing, or there's ghair maharim, there's women over there, or women are going, there's men over there. You're using your body in the wrong place. This to use any ni'mat of Allah in the wrong place, وَدْعُ الشَّيْفِ غَيْرِ مَحَلِّ فَوَظُلْمٌ. To use anything in the wrong place is oppression. To use your body in the wrong place where you're not supposed to be, in Sharia is classified, you are making zulm right now. You're oppressing your body because your body is amanat from Allah. Use it in the right place Allah wants you to be. Your tongue, your limbs, the dhikr of Allah, to do the right time, the right places. So we can't use the amanat of Allah in the wrong place. And I expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the right thing for me. So our entire existence
should be the shukr of Allah. This one bounty we get in ourselves, this is one mujahada we make, one jihad. Only shukr, whatever it may be, just blocking my ta'alluq and my contact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make that the point of your mujahada. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you reach Allah. And Allah will open doors of hidayat, doors of guidance for you. So we don't have to do too many things. One thing I know, that I have this bad quality, let me just change it now. Let me just work on it now. Make this my jihad. All out on wing. All out on wing. All out on wing. Ask Allah for tawfiq and ability. With Allah's promise, you will make the mujahada. You will take the one step towards me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I will open doors of hidayat now. And now, it will become enjoyable. But this is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. With this reason, it is stated that the smallest of the small actions should not be intentionally left out. Even the small a'mal, don't leave it out. I worry about the big a'mal. The small a'mal, attack the rahmat of Allah. Who knows by this being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is shakur, who is so appreciative. Forgiveness may be granted due to the small action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never regard any good action as insignificant. Even if we meeting a brother with a smiling face, that too also. Especially the one you don't smile at. Now smile, make salam. The small action you can get your jannat because of that. An incident, a person has experienced an incident now, a small amal. Got that person now, big rewards in return. A person was going on a hajj, on a journey. He became extremely thirsty. In that area, wells were scarce. At one well, he saw water. He climbed into the well and quenched his thirst. On emerging, he saw a dog panting. The thought came to him that just as his dog is panting due to the thirst, I too a short while ago was uneasy with thirst. Immediately he removed his leather sock. He held it in his mouth, filled it with water, and allowed the dog to drink the water from that leather sock of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this action of this person, forgave him, and admitted him into Jannah. Little actions, not a small action like that, now giving a dog which we know, the saliva of the dog is napak. But the creation of Allah. This is the creation of Allah. He just gave it water to drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave his sins and gave him Jannah. Another incident, a prostitute saw a dog panting due to thirst and became uneasy. Extracting water with her sock from the well where the water was, she gave the dog water to drink. Due to this action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her. A man passed by a branch of a tree which was obstructing the path. He thought to himself, by Allah, I will most certainly move this branch from the path of the Muslims so that it does not obstruct them. He was thus admitted into Jannah. Just one branch. Another narration states, while a man was walking, he saw a thorny tree on the path. He moved it aside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this action of his and forgave him. All these riwayat and hadith come from Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely appreciative for simple actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants great rewards. Just few ahadith in regards to this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in hadith al-Qudsi, when a servant comes to me by one span, one balish, one shibr, this is from the tip of your little finger till the tip of your thumb, that amount he comes to me. You can see that's just like one step only. Less than a step only. He says, I'm going now towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes one step in the right direction. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, when a servant comes to me by one span, I go close to him by one arm's length, one dhira. I go to him by one arm's length. And when he comes to me by one arm's length, I go closer to him by two arm's length. When he comes walking to me, I go running to him. This also is Bukhari Sharif. Allah is so appreciative. You just came a little bit, and you advance even more, and even more. Allah says, I come now, finally running to him. Then whatever his bad habits are, whatever now is bothering his heart, because now he's walking the right path. He won't have the ability to break his bad habits, understand? We don't have that ability and the strength and the taqwa and that steam of Allah's muhabbat to leave our bad habits. But because I took steps in the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to my rescue. That example beautifully as it always gives, that when Allah ta'ala will come into the heart, how the bad habits will leave. Shah Wasiullah rahimahullah gave the example from Surah An-Naml, the story of the ant and the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sent the letter to Bilqis, the queen of Sheba. He told her that come, that inna min Sulaiman wa inna bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah ta'alu alayya wa atuni muslim. Oh Bilqis, I'm sending you this letter. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah ta'alu alayya. Don't become haughty. Don't come with your army against me. Wa'atuni muslimin. Rather, you come submissively. Come submissively to me. Allah is maybe a Nabi and a king also. So then she asked her ministers for mashwara. What do we do? Do we attack? We have an army. We can go against him also. What do we do? So they say, yeah, we're ready. We are ready. Then she says, قَالَتْ إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ. Then she told him, let's see, understand, when it comes to kings, she knew the system of the world. He said, no, we're ready. She said, but remember, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. That kings, إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً, when they come plundering into a city, when they come plundering and attacking into a city, أَفْسَدُوهَا, they turn it upside down. They turn it upside down. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. Those that were standing in high positions, then they drop them completely and make them the worst of the people. They drop them down. And they make them the worst of the people. And he will do the same thing to us also. The first one to drop will be myself and then y'all. So here Shah Wasiullah used to say, rahmatullah alayhi, that she knew the system of the kings of dunya, and Malikul Muluk, the king of all kings, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say that if, as Sulaiman said, alayhi salatu wasalam, don't come proudly and attack. Come submissively. Submit and come. He said, in the same way, we will submit to Allah. Ya Allah, I have a weakness. I can't overcome it. But Ya Allah, I want to become yours. I don't have the strength. I don't have the energy. Nafs and shaitan is finishing me. But Ya Allah, only you can save me. Because you are the king of kings. Ya Allah, now you come into my heart. When the kings will come into a city plundering, they'll turn everything upside down. He says, when Allah, the king of kings, will allow him to come into the city of your heart, then Allah will turn everything upside down, and all those that have positions in your heart, all the bad habits, Allah will drop them. Allah will drop them, and now he will set up his governance, like how the new king will come. So just give up your heart to the king of kings. Say, Allah, you come into my heart now. And of sadu'a, ya Allah, you just turn everything upside down now. All those bad habits that were there, those evil inclinations that were there, and all my sports and all my TV and everything else and my movies, Ya Allah, you just turn it upside down. And you drop it down, Ya Allah, and now you set up your governance, and now you rule. So when Allah will become the ruler, then the Hadith Qudsi says, Allah becomes the hand with which you touch, which you hold. Allah becomes the feet with which you walk. Allah becomes the ears with which you hear. Allah becomes your eyes with which you see. Meaning, even I want to go in the wrong direction. How you say, Allah will give you a tamach of hidayat. One step of hidayat, you spin 360, you walk right way now. Finally, I got the tamach and Allah gave it to me. Now I don't even go back. I don't even look back anymore now. I'm just looking ahead. Alhamdulillah, no more inclination, no more enjoyment in it also. No more enjoyment following anything of this dunya. Just see where the jamaats are going, where the majlis is taking place, where I can invest my time correctly. Now I know Allah has taken control of my heart. Allah has come into my heart. This will come, as Hazrat says now, make shukr to Allah, make shukr to Allah. As one Buzruk says, Ya Allah, I thank you that you save my head from making sajda to anyone besides you. Ya Allah, save my tongue from asking of anyone besides you also. You save my head, Ya Allah, save my tongue also. That I only ask of you. Ya Allah, what I ask of you, that I want you. If you ask for everything besides Allah, you haven't asked anything. But if you ask Allah for Allah, for Himself, you ask Allah for everything. Allah will come into the heart and everything will come straight. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're discussing the harms of anger. The sixth hadith with holding one's anger. Man kaffa ghadabahu kaffa Allah anhu adabahu yawm al-qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding of this beautiful riwayat and this flesh in our minds and we get angry also. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that Allah will withhold and hold back His punishment on the day of Qiyamah from the one who holds back his anger. What you will hold back, Allah will hold back also. What you give to Allah, Allah will replace it. Qurban you make every year. How many animals you're not slaughtering in the world? Sheep, goats, cattle, etc. There's no shortage. Because you're doing this in the name of Allah, Allah replaces it. What you, anything you do in the name of Allah, you give up in the name of Allah, Allah will replace it. Allah says, you protect Salah, I'll protect you. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Allah says, إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ, protect the commands of Allah. What do you get in return? يَحْفَظْكَ. Allah says, I'll protect you. So whatever you give to Allah, you get the return also. Whatever you give up for Allah, you give up your eating and drinking in Ramadan, Allah says, for you will be a Rayyan. In Jannat, Allah will give you enough to satiate yourself, because you gave up your eating and drinking. You gave up eating, you gave up your haram desires. You didn't look at haram. Allah says, I give you sweetness of iman. Whatever you give up, Allah will replace it with something always better. So here a person who holds back his anger, Allah says, you held back your anger. Qiyamah's day, I will hold back my anger also. Or hold back my anger also. This always gives the example of that one Ustaz of Deoband, where after 1 year he had a da'wat in his house. He saved for the entire year just for one chicken dish only. 2 rupees he would earn every month. 1 rupee he saved, 1 rupee he spent. 12 rupees end of the year he saved, told the wife, today I'm buying chicken, after 1 year we'll have chicken. So she made after 1 year. Sat down to eat, she forgot the recipe also. When he sat down to eat, then when he put the first morsel in his mouth, then he thought to himself, Ya Allah, I don't know whether this chicken fell in the salt or the salt fell in the chicken. Couldn't consume it. We know now you bought some delicacy, you brought it home. Told the wife, tonight we'll have. And he got spoilt. Oh, how much I spent on this thing. How much I spent on it. Whether we're having a brai, put your little son to do the brai, came back after Isha, said, Papa, I all got burnt. Oh, how it'll burn you. How it'll burn you. How much I paid for this meat. How much I paid for this entire. The visitors are waiting, that anger that will come through, after 1 year is having a chicken dish. But in his heart it came, Ya Allah, I'm not going to get angry. I'll hold back my anger for your pleasure. I'll forgive her because she doesn't belong to me, she belongs to you. I'll forgive her, Qiyamah's day, you forgive me. He passed away, a student saw him in his dream, Hazrat, he says, Jannat paunch gaya hun. I reached my Jannat, Alhamdulillah. Hazrat, all your teaching, he said, nothing. Then one day I forgive Allah's bandi, my wife. Allah forgive me. I held back my anger, Allah held back his anger also. It was that time to sign the deal. Deal of a lifetime. Till his Jannat, he signed it. But just that one amal, not his Quran, not his hadith, not his teaching. It is self-evident that in curbing one's anger, difficulty is experienced. It's difficult. Person wants to let go, he can also execute his anger. Because this difficulty was tolerated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consequence of this mujahada, because it's jihad again. The consequence and the result of this jihad will be a lofty prize. What's the prize? Allah says, I won't get angry with you. And this actually, not getting angry, Allahu Akbar, this is the, what ulama say comes in the hadith sharif, that when Allah will give the jannatis all the bounties of Jannah, everything Allah gives them, then they will ask Allah, Allah will ask him, anything more I can give you all? Say, Allah, you've given us everything. The cherry on the top, Allah will say, from today onwards, I will never become angry with you. There's a cherry, I'll never become angry with you. Allahu Akbar. Just for us to understand, Hazrat always gives the examples for us to understand. Imagine the wife says, I'll never get angry from today. Subhanallah. I'm already Jannati. Allah says, I'll never get angry with you. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, never. Finished now. No more. It can happen in dunya. Allah says, hold your anger. Hold your anger and hold my anger also. Qiyamah's day also will hold it. And dunya also Allah will hold it. Because Allah can see what mujahada you make it for him. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. You make it this mujahad for me. Allah says, open doors of hidayat. Doors of hidayat for you now. This mujahada too becomes easy by the blessings of the suhbat and the companionship of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brings another incident Hazrat explains. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh. A person wrote to Hazrat Thalwi rahmatullah alayh, complaining of the anger within himself and seeking a cure therefrom. I get angry very quickly. The reply furnished was, go and sit in the company of Hazrat Mawana Hassan Kakorvi. Hassan Mawana Hassan Kakorvi rahmatullah alayh, who is the owner of Anwar bookshop. Go sit in his company. After some time, the person wrote back to Hazrat Thalwi rahmatullah alayh, informing him, my anger is now under control. I continued going to the Mawlana Sahib, but not a single occasion did he discuss anger or his cure, nor did he advise me on how to cure it. How and why has the anger, which was so strong within me, subsided so much? Hazrat replied, due to the fact that Mawlana is very tolerant by nature. Just sitting in his company had an effect on you. We know naturally when you sit with people, even if you don't have a liking for cars also, but sit with a car dealer, he'll sell you one car. Oh, he'll make you see, we buy cars.
You say you'll find a luck there, you don't know. Just sitting in that company, it'll give you a little spark, it'll be there. It will be there. So to a person who is business minded, although you have everything said, but tell you there's something to make here. Hey, but I'm alright. I'm telling you, you can make something here. Nothing to do. That influence is there. Suhbat ka athar hota hai. The suhbat effect will happen. It will happen. So sitting in the company of the pious, the effect is even more. And we explained this many times. Shah Abraul Haq Sahib Rahimullah explained also to understand the effect of company. He says a person now wasn't very well to do, had roza for the day. Blistering hot day. So he filled his glass bottle with water. But the water he found also was so hot because the pipes were hot. And now how is he going to drink hot water for iftari? Hot day also. He goes to the neighbor. He says, neighbor, I can't afford a fridge or freezer. Will you do me a favor, please? Put my glass bottle in your fridge for a few hours before iftari, I'll come take it away from you. He says, no problem. Put a glass now in the fridge for a few hours, just a few hours only. He takes it out, Hazrat says. Now he takes the bottle to the masjid, you can see this drops of water on the outside, nice and cold. And now he's thinking, Ya Allah, when the azan will go, how that water cuts down the throat. How he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cold water, the ni'mat of Allah. Hazrat says, now I understand what happened now. The water has no life. The glass bottle has no life. The fridge has no life. Just this glass bottle with water in it, so-called dead, spent time and company of the dead fridge. The dead fridge has such an effect on that water that made it cold. Changed the entire quality of the water. So Hazrat will say, we can imagine now that the friends of Allah will have hearts that are brimming with the love of Allah. We go sit in their company, what won't happen to us? What won't happen to us? But we don't give ourselves that opportunity. This, Hazrat says, just and I said, a few days, the anger came under control. The seven hadith, we'll conclude on this inshallah. The seven hadith is related by Abu Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabi, who says, Kuntu adribu ghulaman li. I was beating a slave of mine, he had a slave, so he got angry. Did something wrong? So he said, I was beating him. فَسَمِعَتُ مِنْ خَلْفِ صَوْتًا. He said, I heard a voice from behind me calling out to me. I was beating the slave, reprimanding him, and I heard a voice behind me calling out to me. اِعْلَمْ أَبَا مَسْعُودِ اللَّهُ أَقْدَرُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْكَ عَلَيْهِ. This is the accomplishment, the perfection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that within a few words, a topic covering a line, a whole section has been covered in few words. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was behind him. So he heard a voice behind him. And Nabi alayhi salatu says to him, O Abu Mas'ud, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more power over you than that which you possess over the slave whom you are beating. Allah has more power over you than what you have over the slave. Hold your anger. Allah, so unleash his anger, you have no chance to stand. Hold back your anger, Allah has more power over you. You think he's your slave, so you can beat him up. Remember, you're the slave of Allah. Allah has to unleash his anger, Allah will also beat you, and you won't stand again. So listen, be careful. Don't lift your hands again. Abu Masood radiallahu anhu says, فَالْتَفَتْتُ. I turned around to observe where this voice was coming from. Who was that calling out to me? فَإِذَا هُوَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Only to find it was the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be careful. Don't lift your hands. As I said, the after, Ji uthe murde teri awaz se. As I says, the dead has sprung to life, the dead has sprung to life upon hearing your voice. He said, this will be our kefiyat, that our dead hearts, when we hear the Quran of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the dead hearts will come to life again. We hear the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the dead hearts in anger become alive again. When you have the majalis also, then the hearts become alive. That now, once again, I got some life in me. Now to control my anger, to control my passions, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum, ana jaleesu man dhakarani.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حليم يا شكور يا وهاب يا رزاق يا رزاق يا فتاح يا عليم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم O Kareem Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, Hadi Allah, Ya Allah, you are the guide, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one that gives hidayat. Ya Allah, you are the mustih, you are the doctor of the hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Allah, Ya Allah, to treat our ailing hearts, O my Allah. The hearts have become sick, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know what is the correct thing, O my Allah. We don't know how to love you, O my Allah, how to appreciate you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. How to appreciate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we have learned the system of dunya, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you are the doctor, ya Allah, you are the, ya Allah, you are everything to our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, repair our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us complete Islam, complete ilaj of our hearts. Grant us your ma'rifat, your muhabbat, your love, ya Allah, such love, such muhabbat for you, oh my Allah. that nothing can take us away from you, my Allah. No sin, no vice can break our contact and ta'aluk and bond with you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a strong bond with you, my Allah. Such a bond that nothing can break it, my Allah. Oh my Allah, as much as we were to run away, my Allah, then too you pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Every way we turn towards you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, the only barriers between us and you, my Allah. Fitnas and fasad, my Allah. Temptations and inclinations and haram. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the environment has become like this. Dunya has become like this, O my Allah. But then too, my Allah, you are Qadir and Mutlaq, O my Allah. Your power has no limit, O my Allah. Your Zaat, Ya Allah, has no limit, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you come between us and our habits, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you come between us and our nafs and shaitan, O my Allah. Make us yours, O my Allah, become ours, O my Allah. Become ours, O my Allah, make us yours, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. Make it difficult for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hatred for sins, O my Allah. Give us love for your ibadat, O my Allah. Give us love for you, O my Allah. Make your obedience easy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us upon hidayat, keep us with iman, O my Allah. Keep us with taqwa, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from the filth of dunya, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us pure and clean. Ya Allah, in your obedience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, till maut, O my Allah. Make sakarat easy for us, O my Allah. Make our hisab kitab easy for us, O my Allah. All the marhumi full qabar al-nur, O my Allah. Make the maghbarat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, full qabar al-nur. Ya Allah, extend the qubur as far as the eyes can see. Send now for them the biddings of Jannah. Oh my Allah, open the windows of Jannat al-Firdos upon them. Ya Allah, blow the cool winds of Jannat upon them, O my Allah. Give them sukoon and chain. Ya Allah, give us maut upon iman. Stabbing in your path in Madina Tayyiba, in the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us bliss in Baqi in Mu'alla, O my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, raise us, Ya Allah, in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and Sahaba radiyallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the shade of Yarash, Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us from the kufr, from irtidar, from kufr, from shirk, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. All those that are sick and ailing, God give shifa, Ya Ajil, Kabil, Mustamir. Save us from hospitals, from diseases, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from spiritual diseases, from physical diseases. Keep us with good health. Ya Allah, with good health, with afiyat, sihhat, and salamat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. All those in debts, O my Allah, remove the qarz and the debts. Ya Allah, may open the doors of sustenance and halal rosy upon us, O my Allah. Save us from asking from anyone besides you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my most Kareem, beautiful Allah. Oh my Allah, the months of Hajj have begun, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, where your international lovers will be invited to your threshold, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, write our names also, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, write our names also, O my Allah. All those whose love they have accepted, O my Allah. Give them Hajj and Maqbool, Mabroor. Make their suffer easy for them. Give them the health and the strength, O my Allah, to make your ibadah in the most beautiful manner. Ya Allah, this is Ya Allah, they are the Wufudur Rahman, Ya Allah. They are the Jamaat that have been invited by Ar-Rahman. Ya Allah, accept their suffer. Make it easy for them. Accept the Hajj, O my Allah. Make it the Hajj of the Ummah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Make it the means of Hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the restrictions and all the quota systems, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, open the doors of your rahmat. Open the doors to Baytullah, open the doors to the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, where else can we go to, O my Allah? We want to be close to you, Allah. Keep us close to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, take us all over and over again, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save Haram and Sharifin and Al-Aqsa from all the fitnas around, Ya Allah. From all the haram things, O my Allah. From the influences of Ya Allah, from all the places around, Ya Allah. Keep it pure and clean, Ya Allah. Let the efforts of Hidayat take place, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for the ni'mat of Iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of Deen, for all our physical ni'mat we enjoy, O my Allah. Give us pure and clean hearts, Ya Kareem, Ya Halim. Ya Allah, give us good habits, Ya Allah. Give us your muhabbat. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. Utub alina, innaka antat tawwab al-rahim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك